Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Beyond the Frame podcast. I'm your host, Hannah, and today we are continuing our exploration of intuitive eating by focusing on the second principle, which is honor your hunger. Now, this step is all about tuning into our body's signals and responding with nourishment. And so many of us have learned to ignore or suppress our hunger, whether it's due to dieting, busyness, or just cultural messages that tell us that we need to control our appetites. But when we deny our hunger, we set ourselves up for a cycle of restriction and overeating, making it even harder to trust our bodies. So today, we are going to break it down, what honoring hunger looks like in our daily life, some real-world examples, and how this principle can support artists and their creative process. So as always, find a comfy and cozy place to sit, grab a cute little beverage, and let's get into it. So before we dive into step two, let's go ahead and just do a quick little recap of step one of intuitive eating, which is reject the diet mentality. Now, this first step is all about unlearning the restrictive mindset that diet culture has ingrained in us. And that means letting go of the idea that there's a perfect diet or an ideal way to eat, and instead just beginning to trust our bodies again. Because when we reject the diet mentality, we free ourselves from the guilt around food, and we create a space for a more intuitive approach to nourishment. So if you haven't listened to episode one, which explains what intuitive eating is and kind of dives into the first step, I would highly recommend going back and checking it out before you jump in on step two. Because all these steps, it's really important that we start at the beginning and build this foundation before we continue to move forward. That being said, let's go ahead and discuss what does it mean to honor your hunger. Now, honoring your hunger means recognizing when your body needs fuel and responding in a timely and compassionate way. You know, and that might sound simple, but after years of ignoring our body's signals, it can take time to reconnect with them. I mean, your body communicates hunger in so many different ways. Some common signs may include a growling stomach, feeling lightheaded or dizzy, trouble concentrating, mood swings or irritability, which people also coin the term hangry, that's where it's from, or just a subtle sense of emptiness in the stomach. Now, ignoring these signs can lead to a survival response where your body craves quick energy, which can often result in overeating or feeling out of control around food. By responding early to hunger cues, you know, you can actually build trust with your body by allowing a more balanced and peaceful relationship with food. So for instance, someone who may be in recovery from an eating disorder, you're not going to get a lot of hunger signals because you have ignored it for so long that your body has just stopped trying to let you know, hey, I need nourishment. And that can be really hard, but that's where the compassionate part of honoring your hunger comes into play. Because we may not always feel hungry, but we know logically that our body needs a bare minimum of 3 meals a day plus snacks. And every body is different. Every body is going to require nutrients, but it's going to ask for it during different times, and that's okay. And I think one of the hardest things in our culture is realizing that people can eat at different times. People can have different size meals, but our society really wants us to kind of all just be in sync with one idea of what eating should look like throughout the day, whether it's eating at a certain time from this time frame to that time frame. We can't create these rules around our body and our hunger because ultimately we're not honoring our hunger when we have these rigid rules around when we can eat, what we can eat, and how much we can eat. And unfortunately, because we live in a society that promotes that so often, we've just stopped listening to our hunger cues. I know that is something that I sometimes struggle with, is sometimes I don't realize I'm hungry until I'm too hungry. And then I'm like, I need to eat now, or I'm very unwell. I'm grumpy, my stomach is growling, and I need food. So that lets me know I didn't do the best job of eating enough or eating earlier in the day because I let myself go too long without nourishing it. And that's when I just take a moment, I practice some compassion for myself, and I think, what did I do this morning or this afternoon that's different that allowed me to get to this place of extreme hunger? And how can I be more careful moving forward? And this is really the attitude that I want you guys to cultivate around your body when it comes to hunger and food. Because for so long, we have lost compassion to ourselves. And we're so hard on ourselves when it comes to what we eat and how we eat and the timing that we eat and how much we eat, because our culture has told us that it's a moral issue if we eat something that culture deems is quote unquote bad, or if we have a larger portion than our partner. Guys, come on. So in this episode, we are really challenging ourselves to go back to when we were an infant and we would cry when we were hungry and we would stop eating when we stopped eating and really get back in touch with that intuitive side that we naturally have, because it can come back. We just have to be patient and we have to do the work. So here's just a little bit about the importance of nourishing our body when it asks. Now, our bodies, they are incredibly intelligent. They are constantly working to keep us functioning at our best. And when we feel hunger, it's a biological signal that our body needs fuel to continue performing essential tasks, like thinking clearly, maintaining energy, and regulating emotions. Now, when we ignore these signals, our body shifts into a state of stress, which slows the metabolism, and it increases cravings for a quick energy source like sugar or processed food. Now, long-term restriction can disrupt hunger and fullness cues, making it harder to recognize when we actually need food. So that's why it's so important that by nourishing our body when it asks for it, it builds this foundation of trust. I mean, just like you wouldn't ignore the low fuel light on your car, you shouldn't ignore your body's request for food, because giving yourself permission to eat when you need to without guilt or overthinking, that's key. It allows you to maintain a constant energy levels, which better mood stability and overall well-being. Now, it is okay, I cannot stress this enough, that it is okay if we ignore the signals. We're on this journey, we're learning, we're not gonna get it perfect. And it's okay to have some processed food or some sugar at the moment because our body needs it. It's not a bad thing. We're simply recognizing, oh wow, I let myself go longer than usual and I need food. I need some form of nourishment. And because your body is in a state of stress, it needs something that's going to immediately trigger some quick energy to keep you going and whatever you may be doing. And that's okay. What we're trying to do is we're trying to make this subtle shift towards really tuning in and listening and figuring out maybe some of these unhealthy patterns that we may have when it comes to food and eating, and trying to figure out how we can set ourselves up for success by honoring and listening to our body. So I just want to give you guys a couple of, you know, actual daily life examples of what it may look like to honor your hunger. So let's say, you know, you are a busy professional at whatever job you are in. So you're swamped with work, you know, you realize you're feeling a little tired and unfocused. Now, instead of pushing through lunch, honoring your hunger might mean grabbing a quick snack, you know, maybe some nuts, yogurt, granola bar, candy bar, chips, whatever, so you can sustain your energy and concentration. It's so often, I feel like, especially in this culture, that we often eat while we're working. And when we do that, we're not truly honoring our hunger because we're not taking the time for a full relaxation and for our body to actually enjoy what we're eating. We're just doing it to fuel ourselves and we're moving on. But if we realize and if we just stop for 15 to 30 minutes and honor our hunger, and grab that snack or eat that lunch and not look at work, our bodies are going to be so thankful for that time to just enjoy the nourishment that we're giving ourselves. Now, a second example would be the parent on the go. You know, so like a parent is rushing between school drop-offs, errands, and work, and they may not think about food until they are absolutely starving. Now, honoring hunger here could mean planning ahead by carrying snacks with you to avoid reaching that point of desperation. Now, planning ahead might be a hard thing for some people, and I totally get it. So maybe that's something where you have people hold you accountable, or you write some sticky notes and place it on something. Or I like to keep some snacks in my car that I know that won't melt, that if any time comes up that I'm in my car and I'm driving and I've just been so busy and I haven't been thinking about, and all of a sudden I'm like, I'm so hungry, I can open the console on the passenger side and pull out a bag of chips or a granola bar, and there you go. And it's important for me to keep tabs on that, so when it runs down, I can add some more snacks. Because if you're like me, I have a different bag for every occasion, and not all of them I have snacks in. So doing something that you know is on hand and is there so you can honor your hunger when you feel the need is so important, because you're looking out for your future self and you're teaching your body that it's okay to feel hungry, because I'm gonna feed you, and you want to rebuild that trust with your body. So the third and final example would be the former dieter. You know, someone that is recovering from years of dieting. They might second guess their hunger. You know, they might ask, am I really hungry or am I just bored? But honoring hunger for them could mean trusting their body's signals are valid and giving themselves unconditional permission to eat without guilt. Now, further down the road of intuitive eating, we are going to address eating not only because we're hungry, but for our emotional need as well, and the fact that that's normal and that is okay. So the main point is here, if you're recovering from dieting and you're second guessing your hunger, it is important for you to just eat and honor the hunger, because your body is so off, it's not regulated properly, and it will get back to a place where the hunger signals are more consistent, they will regulate themselves, and your body will eventually not be in this constant state of stress and kind of return to a homeostasis point where you're no longer having to think, oh, am I really hungry, or am I just, you know, stressed, or I don't know, like, why am I hungry at this time? I just ate breakfast. Well, grab a mid-morning snack. That's okay. So the more that we tell ourselves and we honor this hunger signal, the more our body is going to relax, because it trusts that we are no longer starving it or preventing it from getting the nourishment that it needs when it asks. And that is so, so important. So let's shift gears a little bit and just talk about honoring hunger as an artist. And this is something I know I've dealt with as an actress, and just a world where we are taught to go, 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 and always be on the go, and we're working incredibly long hours, and there's often this metaphor of, you know, the starving artist. And I am really trying to advocate and work for changing that narrative. You do not have to starve to be an artist. So whether you are a painter, writer, musician, or any other kind of creator, you've probably experienced getting so lost in your work that you forget to eat. It happens to me too. Because creativity can put us in this flow state where, you know, time almost disappears and suddenly we've gone hours without food. But our bodies need fuel to keep up with the mental and physical demands of creating. So honoring our hunger as artists, you know, might mean keeping easy snacks nearby or setting gentle reminders to check in with your hunger levels, you know, especially if you're in a deep project. So if I know that I'm going to lock in and I'm going to memorize some stuff and I want to do some recording, I will actually set reminders on my calendar or set timers, you know, for an hour to just take a break and check in. Whether I'm thirsty, I'm hungry, whether I just need a brain break and that's why I'm feeling tired. But by setting some reminders, it kind of helps you to prompts you and it forces you to slow down, to take a breath, and to check in with yourself, because you are creating, and that is a wonderful and beautiful thing. But if you are not nourishing and taking care of you as a creation, it's going to be hard for you to therefore create. So recognizing that creativity and nourishment go hand in hand, it's so important that our bodies are well fed, because our brain needs the energy to regenerate new ideas and sustain this focus. Also, like I mentioned above, making a mealtime a mindful break. You know, step away from your work to eat without distraction. Now, I know that can be so hard. I am guilty of it. If I feel like I'm in the zone and I am flowing, I don't want to stop. However, there is something to be said about learning to have the discipline to trust that you have done the work, that you can step out of it for 5 to 10 minutes to use the bathroom, grab some water, grab caffeine, whatever you need, some food, and then you can jump back into it. You're not going to lose that creativity. You're not going to lose that streak. And I think that's something that we often tell ourselves is, if I don't do it now, I won't get to it and it won't be good. And if I come back to it later, it may not be as good as it is now. But if our bodies are hungry and they're lacking nutrients, we're actually going to come away with a better outcome if we just take a second to take care of ourselves first and then allow ourselves to create with a nourished brain. I truly, truly believe that honoring your hunger is an act of self-trust and care. You know, by listening to your body's cues, responding with kindness, you create a foundation for a healthier relationship with food and just a more sustainable creative practice. However, I just want to remind you guys that it is so important to give yourself grace during this process. Because learning to honor your hunger, it isn't always easy. It takes time, patience, practice, and some days you might find it simple to listen to your bodies. Your hunger cues might be just rampant and you understand. And other days, you know, old habits or external pressures just might make it harder for you to really tune in and listen. And that's okay, because every step that you take toward tuning in and nourishing yourself is progress. There's no going back. You're just stopping at where you are before you can progress forward. I struggle with it still, and I'm 5 years in recovery from an eating disorder, and I still sometimes don't have hunger cues, and I still sometimes make mistakes and don't listen to my hunger cues because I'm busy. And that's when I have to take a step back and realize, how can I adjust my schedule, or how can I create the time and the space for me to be focused on health and recovery and myself? Because in order for me to create, I have to take care of me. And that's okay. That's not a selfish thing. So be kind to yourself as you navigate this journey. All right, friends, thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If this resonates with you, I would love to hear your thoughts. You know, how do you honor your hunger? Have you noticed a difference in your creativity and when you're well nourished? Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to more discussions on intuitive eating and creativity in season 2 of the Beyond the Frame podcast. Until next time, friends, take care. Listen to your body, and as always, keep creating.